And from the northern region will be Roger Hughes, president of the University of Alaska Alumni Association. The processional itself, or the prelude and the processional, the music for both, is being provided by the University Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Gordon B. Wright of the University of Alaska's Music Department here on the Fairbanks campus. The investiture and inaugural address will be the next two items. Of course, the investiture will be presided over primarily by Robert E. McFarland, the president of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, and he will be assisted by William R. Cashin, Marshal of the University. The inaugural address, of course, is by Robert W. Hyatt, the new president of the University of Alaska. The procession is in the new recital hall at this time. Parade Marshals Rick Damage leading the procession. Musical selections that will continue in the program, provided by the Choir of the North. The final thing of the program will be the benediction by the Reverend Dr. Walter A. Soboleff, Native Studies Coordinator here at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. The ceremony itself will be concluded by the choir and the audience joining to sing Alaska's flag, at which time the recessional will begin. We are waiting now for the rest of the processional to enter the recital hall, for the stage party to go up on the stage. The ceremony itself, of course, will be presided over by Robert E. McFarland, the president of the Board of Regents. The stage party will move up onto the stage. They're comprised of the Board of Regents and a number of the principal administrative officers. Of course, Robert E. McFarland, president of the Board of Regents, Edith R. Bullock, the vice president, Hugh B. Fate, Jr., the treasurer, Mr. A.D. Robertson from Ketchikan, Brian J. Brundin from Anchorage, Frank M. Dugan from Juneau, and Roy H. Madsen from Kodiak, the Board of Regents, who will be in the stage party. Of course, Ronald E. Wente, the student regent from Juneau, will also be on the stage. The principal administrative officers in the stage party are Robert W. Hyatt, Donald M. Defoe, Executive Vice President, Donald R. Theophilus, Vice President for Academic and Faculty Affairs, Kenneth M. Ray, Vice President for Research, Max Hollinger, Vice President for Finance and Comptroller, Earl H. Beislein, Provost of the Northern Region, Louis E. Haynes, Provost, South Central Region, and Charles O. Ferguson, Provost, Southeastern Region. While we await the stage party moving up onto the stage, a word about Dr. Hyatt. He was born December 23, 1913, in San Jose, California. He has three children, Judith L., Gerald, and William R. He has a Bachelor of Arts from San Jose College in 1936, and a Doctor of Philosophy in Marine Zoology from the University of California at Berkeley in 1941. Working backwards from his current state as President of the University of Alaska, just prior to this, he was Counselor Officer and Secretary, Counselor for Scientific Affairs, Tokyo Diplomatic Service of the United States. He's been Executive Director of the University of Hawaii Research Corporation, Acting President of the University of Hawaii, Vice President for Academic Affairs at the University of Hawaii. He was Dean of the Graduate School and Director of Research at the University of Hawaii, Chairman of the Department of Zoology and Research at the University of Hawaii. He's also currently a member of the U.S.-Japanese Committee on Scientific Cooperation, a member of the Chinese Association for the Advancement of Science, and a member of the Panel of Experts for Fisheries Division of FAO and UNESCO. He He was also a member of the Advisory Committee, the Office of Institutional Programs, and the National Science Foundation, and a member of the Committee on Marine Biology, National Research Council, the National Academy of Sciences, and a member of the Pacific Science Board of the National Academy of Sciences. The majority of the processional is into the new recital hall. We are awaiting for the stage party to assume its position. While we do that, we have a statement from Dr. William R. Wood, the past president of the University of Alaska.
This is a delightful occasion to inaugurate a new president, and a very competent, a very able one. A great university, of course, is a continuum. Each generation of students and faculty and administration builds on the generations that have preceded it. And in turn, they lay the groundwork for those that will follow. In this respect, it seems to me that the University of Alaska has, since its beginning, been fortunate both in its students and in its faculty that were right for the times, and I think true in its leadership as well as its support from the people of the state. And we have, as Governor Egan so aptly said last evening at dinner, one university serving all of the people of this great land. And I am confident that it is a strong institution that will continue over the years in the kinds of service that the people expect of it.
William R. Cashin has just led the stage party up onto the stage. The program and the ceremony itself, being presided over by Robert E. McFarland, will begin shortly. Mr. Cashin carries the mace of the University of Alaska. The mace was originally a weapon and has, over the centuries, become a symbol of order and authority. Today, the mace has a place in the ceremonial events of many organizations, national, state, and civic. For example, a great number of the world's universities. The University of Alaska ceremonial mace is carried by the marshal of the university in the procession that begins and ends academic exercises, commencements, inaugurations, and special convocations. It was designed and crafted of sterling silver, jade, and rosewood by Ronald W. Sonungatuck, Associate Professor of Design on commission from the University of Alaska Alumni Association. In the center of the head of the mace, mounted back to back, are the seals of the University of Alaska and the State of Alaska. It was presented to the university by the Alumni Association in 1967, the golden anniversary of the founding of the university. And now, President McFarland.
Governor Egan, distinguished guests, members of the faculty and student body, ladies and gentlemen, as president of the university's Board of Regents, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this inaugural ceremony to formally install in office of president of the University of Alaska a distinguished scholar and administrator, Dr. Robert W. Hyatt. And before starting this, I think I would like to introduce a gentleman who served on the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska during the tenure of all the past presidents, has continued since his retirement from the board to support the University of Alaska, Mr. Elmer Rasmussen. I know he's here somewhere, and would he please stand? To begin today's program, the Reverend Donald P. Hart, rector of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, Fairbanks, will give the invocation. to be followed by the musical selections presented by the University Choral Group from Anchorage, as listed in the program.
May we stand for the invocation. O Lord, our God and Father, you have touched us in this great land with your abundant and faithful love. The strength of our hills, the majesty of mountain and valley, the gentle perfection of snowflake and tundra flower, all give praise to your abiding presence in this place. But far more profoundly, we see you at work in brother and sister. We see you in the rich mosaic of people who dwell here and acknowledge the great gift of this home. You, O Lord, have laid the foundations of the land. You have decided its dimensions. You have set the limits of the sea, carved the courses of the rivers, and have created life to spring forth in hopefulness from the icy ground and from the hearts of your people. You have challenged our minds and our spirits to celebrate your handiwork of creative love and to call it knowledge. We offer you our greatest thanksgiving for the gift of knowing you and the freedom to probe deeper and explore and question and seek and find and begin again to know the roots of our existence, which rest in your infinite loving kindness. Bless this university, its faculty and students, directors and staff, in its pursuit of your truth. Give direction and vision to your servant Robert on this his inaugural day, that his leadership may respond to the needs of your people and the challenge of your calling for a world which knows the value of human dignity and fulfillment, and which knows the necessity of a land unspoiled by the waste of our living. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The selections that you'll be hearing will be performed by the Chorale of the University of Alaska, Anchorage, under Elvira Voth Douglas. We'll be hearing Contradiction by Franz Schubert, Wondrous Cool Thy Woodland Quiet by Brahms, Quartet from Rigolo by Verdi, What Joy from De Fledermaus by Strauss.
Rising as
Benediction by Franz Schubert. The Chorale of the University of Alaska at Anchorage. Our next work will be Waldschnack, or Wondrous Cool Thou Woodland Quiet, by Johannes Brahms, again performed by the Chorale of the University of Alaska at Anchorage, Elvira Voth Douglas conducting. Wondrous Cool Thy Woodland Quiet by Johannes Brahms. The next selection will be Quartet from Rigoletto by Giuseppe Verdi, Cherry Harris, soprano, Mary Hansen, mezzo-soprano, Michael Moore, tenor, John Nelson, baritone.
Le mie penne consolar. vieni e senti nel mio cuore il frequente palpitar. Con un detto, un detto solto poi le mie pene, le mie penne consolar.
Oh, io ben decori che t'ho mai costo poco.
Così volando morrei.
Tanto vaga il vostro gioco, mi avrete già son prezzar.
Mi pute
va. Taci, il console non
vuole.
Rigoletto by Giuseppe Verdi. Cherry Harris, soprano. Mary Hansen, mezzo-soprano. Michael Moore, the tenor. And John Nelson, baritone. Chorale of the University of Alaska at Anchorage. Alvaroth Douglas conducting. Their final selection will be What a Joy from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss. Of Alaska at Anchorage, Alvaroth Douglas conducting. We'll turn now to greetings. The first will be from the State of Alaska, given by the Honorable William A. Egan. And now, here once again is Robert E. McFarland, President of the Board of Regents of the University.
Thank you, Professor Douglas, and members of your choral. It is always a pleasure to hear from your fine group perform. The audience might like to know that the members of the choral came by chartered bus from Anchorage to perform here today. It is customary at the inauguration of university presidents to hear greetings from representatives of the university family, students, faculty, and alumni, and from the state governor. We are following that established tradition in a slightly different way. The University of Alaska is a statewide institution with three geographic regions, southeastern, south-central, and northern. Regional representatives will extend greetings today, and by happy coincidence, one speaker is a student, Ron Wendy, representing southeastern, one a faculty member, Dave Hoke, representing south-central, and one an alumni, Roger Hughes, representing northern. The first greeting is from our head of state. He needs no further introduction. I am pleased to present our governor, the Honorable William A. Egan.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, President McFarland, President Hyatt, Dr. Wood, Dr. Patty, and Dr. Moore, and friends of the university, all who are here today, and the students and members of the faculty that are also with us. It is certainly a pleasure for me to be here and have the opportunity to bring greetings to this fine university and to President Hyatt on behalf of the people of Alaska and the state administration. I am pleased to be a part of these eventful proceedings, which formally mark the transition to a new era of leadership for our fine university. And I know that in wishing every success for the University of Alaska in the years ahead, I can already state with full confidence that it will continue to grow both in academic eminence and in its very meaningful contributions to the everyday lives of Alaskans. Permit me, too, to take just a few moments here, to express appreciation to former university president William R. Wood, whose accomplishments as president during the university's most dramatic period of expansion will attest down through the years to his guiding presence. And at the same time, I would like to take this opportunity to extend special greetings to another great president of this fine institution in its growing years, former president Dr. Terrace Moore, who, though it has been a number of years since he was the president here, is constantly a part of this university and the support that he gives this institution. And I think that all of you, too, are aware that another former president who contributed much to welding the basic backbone of this institution is here on the platform today, and I'm speaking of Dr. Ernest Patty, who headed the University of Alaska through many of its turbulent and difficult early years. But we are, I think, as Alaskans, Dr. Hyatt, proud of you and what you've accomplished already before your inauguration, and proud of all of the very fine leaders that we have been speaking of here that preceded you, and what they meant in building this institution into what it is today. But as well as the addition of various facilities at Fairbanks, the expansion of university and community colleges to cities and towns across Alaska will stand as a lasting monument to all of those who played any part at all in the builder, as the builders of the university. I know that all Alaskans, again, join me in wishing these people well. Similar good wishes go to the new university president and his family. As Dr. Hyatt has taken over the reins of leadership and has traveled about the state to talk with Alaskans of his and their aspirations for our university, I have been especially pleased with the emphasis he has placed on extending the opportunity for higher education to every Alaskan and to the maximum extent possible. He has stressed the mutual importance of both traditional academic pursuits and needed workaday skills in a most impressive and logical manner. Dr. Hyatt has aptly observed that the community college movement has revolutionized post-high school education, calling it the 20th century's greatest contribution to higher education. By way of definition, he has described a community college as one which, in addition to providing academic coursework, offers vocational, technical training, and general interest courses. Community colleges, he has observed, have opened the door to higher learning for many who in the past had no hope of such opportunity. They have permitted diversified, well-planned educational and training programs suited to individual and social needs, especially needs of the community in which these colleges are located. They have historically increased the number of students in four-year institutions. The new university president has also said that Alaska's higher education system must, above all, avoid mechanisms which effectively serve to export our talent. Specifically, he has cited the need for well-rounded educational opportunity to the extent possible within Alaska, so that our young people are not forced to travel elsewhere to attend colleges and universities, and perhaps never again to return to their home state. I personally applaud that goal. This was the same concern which weighed heavily in my decision to veto legislation in this past session in Juneau, which would have removed the so-called forgiveness provision from the state scholarship and loan program. That provision is a key feature of the state program in that it encourages our young people to remain in Alaska after completing their higher education through reducing the repayment of loans to a certain extent if they do remain here. The dollars involved with respect to the forgiveness provisions of the program, I am certain, will be returned many-fold in the contributions made by these individuals as they remain in Alaska and help build our state. Dr. Hyatt has also said that the cause of poverty, which still remains here in America and in Alaska too, and is all too common in our rural areas, is not the maldistribution of wealth, but a shortage of education. The university system, he said, is committed to deal with this problem. Again, I applaud that goal, and I am in full accord with it. I pledge to the university and to other educators in our state that they will continue to have my full support in meeting this challenge in any reasonable manner. In Alaska right now, we are on the threshold of unprecedented social and economic progress made possible by the approaching large-scale development of our abundant natural resources. To achieve full benefit from this great promise at hand, we must have highly capable people who are skilled in natural resource planning and development, and who are skilled in utilizing the wealth thus derived for sound, meaningful programs for human resource development in the safest environmental manner possible. There is a big job ahead, and educators will, of course, perform a large role in accomplishing that job. There is hardly an aspect of need ahead which does not touch upon education. And I would like to say here that I think that all of us, the members of the Board of Regents, the students, the faculty of this, the great University of Alaska system, must remember that it is but one system. The community campus systems in the various communities are as much a part of this campus right here, the home campus, as is the Anchorage campus, or the Juneau campus, or the Ketchikan campus, or the Kodiak Community College campus. And I think that we must resolve, if we are to maintain the quality of education in our higher educational system here in Alaska, if we are to maintain that quality and not dilute it, we must forget all about and have no truck with any jealousies or frictions between areas. We must all resolve that in providing the higher educational opportunity of quality education to all of our people, that we must work coordinatively and in a cooperative manner from one end of Alaska to the other, recognizing that it is but one system. An especially important need, too, as Dr. Hyatt has indicated, and on which I also have commented previously in a recent talk here at the university, is for a closer appreciation of the needs and lifestyles of our people in the rural and urban areas, each for the others. Sometimes our urban areas are given almost total preeminence over the rural areas. The argument is that the urban areas are the centers of commerce and transportation, and therefore are the revenue producers which keep things going. Completely overlooked is that the rural areas are the natural resource producers which enable the urban centers to exist. Even more basic, however, a common bond of human concern for each other is sometimes overlooked. We sometimes forget, due to unimportant rivalries, that we are all working for the same goal, that of a better life for people. The need here is for better communications among people. And I speak not just of the communication system and communications hardware that we have been lacking for so long. I speak of the need for really trying always to make ourselves understood to others and to understand them. This need, the need of communication, is one that is closely involved with the educational endeavor. It is, in fact, the basis of education. A large continuing challenge in this regard remains ahead for Alaska educators. I do not want to take a lot of time here, but I do want to say before closing that looking forward to today's program gave me occasion to reflect on another event which took place at the University of Alaska that is rich in my memory, that being the Alaska Constitutional Convention. And looking back to the days of the Constitutional Convention and Alaska's fight for statehood, I think Alaskans, and especially their fellow Alaskans in the many proceedings at hand, must feel now a great excitement, as I do, about seeing in action the concepts which were so greatly deliberated and then applied to paper with so much hope and conviction for Alaska's future. While Alaska, in reaching this point, has faced and overcome its share of obstacles, our social and economic progress still yet require the firm resolution for moving this great state forward in consonance with the aspirations of those past times and events that today rest with history. The wisdom and solid foundation of the course charted have now been shown, but the prophecy held forth of a society in which each individual has the opportunity to fully achieve and to attain life's rewards to the very best of his capabilities is still to be completely fulfilled. I think it can and will be if each Alaskan and each one of us holding public office do sincerely dedicate ourselves anew at this exciting time in our history as a state to the commitment for a better life for people, which inspired our struggle for statehood and has sustained us over the years since. I know that Dr. Hyatt, his university colleagues, and other Alaska legislators are dedicated to that commitment, and again, they can certainly be assured of my full support in their important work. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Honorable William A. Egan, Governor of Alaska, giving the greetings to Dr. Hyatt from the state of Alaska. And now, Robert W. Wentzien.
Governor Egan, President McFarland, President Hyatt, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. As President McFarland indicated, I am the first of three individuals representing the regions of the University of Alaska, and I would like to say right now that we welcome President Hyatt. We are glad he turned in his grass skirts of Hawaii for our mukluks in Alaska, and we're real happy to have him with us. Coming from Southeast, I welcome him on behalf of the Juneau Douglas Community College, the Southeast Senior College, Ketchikan Community College, and the Sitka Community College in consortium with the Sheldon Jackson College. We have been in our association over the last 9 months with President Hyatt since he came to us, particularly enthused and optimistic about his plans for guiding us in the development of our university. We in Southeast are particularly optimistic about his plans for developing the fisheries programs and forestry programs, governmental study programs in Southeast. And it is a pleasure for me to be here and greet him on behalf of Southeast. Throughout my tenure in Alaska, I've heard very much about resource development. Oil is very big right now. I have alluded to fisheries, forestry, the vast resources we have in this state. But I think undoubtedly the most dominant resource we have in this state are human resources, the students that we hope to benefit and grow with this state. As a student, I also welcome Dr. Hyatt. The presidents before him have laid the foundation for this university, and they have expanded it. They have set up what I consider a very progressive program, a statewide system, which will best benefit the people of Alaska. We cannot sway from the purpose that we are here to benefit the students and serve the people of Alaska. Can't emphasize enough the role of the university for the student. I thus say that, Dr. Hyatt, this is a challenge we present to you to work on the foundation that has been set by our previous presidents and carry us forward, because we do have a lot of work to develop a truly statewide system. Right now, I think it exists more on paper than it does in reality. I think this challenge is yours, but it's not yours alone. It's a challenge and an opportunity for every one of our students. It's a challenge and an obligation for all the people of Alaska and all of you here. It's a challenge and a duty for our faculty, and it's a challenge and a responsibility for the Board of Regents. I just like to say I truly believe the students are going to play a greater role in this university, and I just finally, one trait that has always meant more to me in relationships with other people, and I think it's the dominant aspect between a father and his son, a teacher and his student, is respect. And I have felt the respect from Dr. Hyatt over the past 9 months, and I think he is willing to, and readily willing to, respect the students' wishes, the people of Alaska wishes. So finally, I would like to say, Dr. Hyatt, that, and I think I can speak for all the students of Alaska, and I hope all the people of Alaska, in saying that, sir, you do have our respect. Thank you.
Ronald W. Wente, graduate student from the University of Alaska at Juneau, representing the southeastern region. Mr. Wente is also the new student regent of the University of Alaska. Next will be David Hoke, associate professor, University of Alaska at Anchorage, for the South Central region.
Governor Egan, members of the Board of Regents, President Hyatt, colleagues of the university community, and guests. It is indeed my pleasure, representing both the South Central region and the faculty of the entire statewide system, to welcome you, Dr. Robert W. Hyatt, to the presidency of the University of Alaska. As faculty members, we realize the tremendous responsibility you assume during this period of challenge to both the university and the state. The University of Alaska is, as we all know, quite unique in many ways. For one, it's a state university which still enjoys the luxury of continued growth. However, it does consist of several campuses where that rate of growth varies considerably. Secondly, under one single governing board and one president, this university encompasses a four-year graduate campus, institutes purely for research, senior colleges, community colleges of various size, various stages of development, and small extension centers. Thirdly, of course, we serve the largest state in the Union, which has the smallest population of any of the states. To operate such a system requires many different types of faculty and many different delivery systems. It requires faculty of varied areas of specialty, various levels of talent, and various backgrounds of training. Just as a medical doctor cannot possibly begin private practice with only classroom lectures as his training, or a musician cannot master his instrument from a book, an instructor in manual crafts and skills cannot acquire his skill from books and lectures alone. The teacher who instructs in welding or the repair of electronic telecommunications equipment doesn't require a PhD degree, but he certainly requires a great deal of experience at his trade. And a teacher who flies from village to village in the Kuskokwim area, teaching villagers to be teaching assistants in their local schools, requires far different skills and training than does the geophysicist who carries on research in a geophysical institute. But each of these plays a vital part in the operation of this university. And to be truly a statewide university, we must consider all who participate in this research and instruction to be one single faculty. And we must recognize the importance of each as the university strives to meet its obligations to the public and the attainment of its goals. One of your major tasks, Dr. Hyatt, is the unification of this faculty, and I'm happy to say you are well underway in this task. We're aware of many of the pressures you face from groups and individuals, both within the university and elsewhere. As costs continually escalate, more and more small communities bid for higher education in their local areas. At the same time, the large campus in Anchorage continually finds itself unable to meet the growing demand for more classes. Through such organizations as our University Assembly which has received your wholehearted support. The internal differences may be dealt with and minimized if we who accept positions in such bodies of governance will also accept the accompanying obligations and carry out our responsibilities. As we within the university community become ever more aware of each other's role and each other's problems, we can share our resources, both physical and intellectual, to solve these problems. Just as we faculty must differentiate in the classroom between what is fact and what is theory, we must seek out the facts about other issues, such as campus policies and procedures, before we make statements which incite antagonism among our colleagues, our students, and our public. We welcome your efforts to communicate fully to us all the facts on matters of great concern to the university. But occasionally, some of our faculty colleagues fail to do their part in this process of first seeking out the truth and then communicating the facts. In your first year as president, you have given this faculty a vote of confidence previously unknown. You have invited us to review existing policies in all areas of university life, to recommend changes or new policies where none existed. And you have asked us to participate fully in the establishment of goals and directions for this university in the future. We welcome this opportunity to participate in guiding our university toward the realization of its potential and responsibilities to the people. We look to you for leadership in this process. You can count on us for assistance. We are encouraged by your dedication to serving the students and their needs. We know, due to finite financial resources, we must play the numbers game and follow certain rules for budgetary purposes. But we are all genuinely concerned with quality in education, and we will hold fast to the principle that our foremost concern in instruction is the student, not the student credit hour. We, the faculty, will be tolerant of mistakes you may make, just as we must accept the responsibility for ours. But by pooling the vast resources of knowledge and experience within our community of faculty, students, and administrators, under your guidance, we can minimize those errors and compensate for those which occur. Likewise, we will meet the challenge of providing the maximum possible quality education to the peoples throughout our state, and will continually seek new knowledge for the benefit of all. Dr. Robert W. Hyatt, for your wisdom, your leadership, your enthusiasm, your vigor, and your commitment to higher education, we, the faculty, welcome you to the presidency of the University of Alaska.
David Hoke, bringing the official greeting from South Central Region, Associate Professor, University of Alaska at Anchorage. Finally, from the Northern Region, Roger Hughes, President, University of Alaska Alumni Association.
Governor Egan, past presidents, Dr. Moore, Dr. Patty, Dr. Wood, members of the Board of Regents, distinguished guests, students, faculty, ladies and gentlemen, and most particularly, Dr. Hyatt. With a great deal of pride, Dr. Hyatt, I extend to you and your family the warmest of welcomes on behalf of the University of Alaska Alumni Association. From its modest beginning in 1927 with 11 graduates, our ranks have grown to over 5,200 graduates, with an additional 800 to join us at commencement in a few days. We all say welcome. We all say you have a distinguished office within our great state of Alaska. High standards of academic excellence to continue, new and great summits to climb and conquer. Your career in education and service to your fellow man has been distinguished, and I'm certain personally rewarding. You are embarking upon a new phase of your career that will be more challenging, of greater importance, more rewarding than anything you have done to this time. You will bring the light of knowledge to thousands of people, both young and old, hardened by their environment, eager to learn and to challenge their pioneer spirit. We all say, Dr. Hyatt, that you are a very important element in the development of Alaska, not only through education of its future, but also by your guidance of research and development carried on by the University of Alaska. We all challenge you, Dr. Hyatt, to continue the traditions of excellence in the office of the President of the University of Alaska, to continue the quality of adaptability to the changing needs of the university and the state, and to continue to develop the talent needed for our growth. We all pledge you, as stated in our Constitution, to foster a spirit of loyalty and fraternity for the university and its alumni, and to assist in the development, maintenance, promotion, growth, and preservation of the University of Alaska. We ask you to call upon us. You will find an ally. We, too, will call upon you. Together, we'll attain the goals and ideals of the University of Alaska, as stated in its motto, Ad Summum, to the highest. Thank you.
Roger Hughes, President, University of Alaska Alumni Association, brings to us the final greeting from the Northern Region. And now, Mr. McFarland.
The University of Alaska Alumni Association has presented symbols of office to the university, such as the mace that is here before us. And today we'd like to offer an additional symbol to the university, the Presidential Medallion. The inscription in this medallion will read, "The University of Alaska Alumni Association presents this Presidential Medallion to the Office of President on the occasion of the inauguration of Dr. Robert W. Hyatt as 5th President of the University. May 4th, 1974. I place this medallion in your trust."
Thank you.
The selection of a university president is no small task. When at the 1972 commencement, President Wood announced his intention to retire on July 1, 1973, the search for his successor began. In August, an office was opened in Anchorage for the processing of applications, and the University Assembly appointed 11 members to a Presidential Review Committee. This committee prepared a list of attributes and credentials to be sought in presidential candidates. It became a nationwide search, and faculty and others were asked to submit names of prospective applicants. By January, the Anchorage office had 57 formal applications and an additional 82 nominees who had made inquiries, but not formal applications. In February, the Presidential Review Committee submitted a short list of the most outstanding candidates to the Board of Regents after reviewing about 70 files. The list was finally narrowed to 3 candidates, and from these, 1 year ago almost to the day, the board selected the man they considered the very best, the man we are honored to inaugurate today as the 5th president of the University of Alaska. I might state that while thinking what I could say today, I'd hoped that a time would come when we could inaugurate a president and tell him that we kind of likened this university to a big ship, the keel having firmly been set by Dr. Bunnell, built on by the ensuing presidents of this university, and handed over to the new president who could trim the ship and set sail. Well, unfortunately, Alaska is still growing faster than I think any of us dreamed a few years ago. So we're not going to be able to have that luxury, and the new president is going to have to wrap his feet around the rudder, take the throttle in his mouth, a hammer in each hand, and set sail. Will the university marshal please conduct Dr. Hyatt to the rostrum?